This is Which Way to Paradise from Interlochen Public Radio.
It's like living in the Epcot Center, where as long as the locals are slinging beer and tacos to the tourists, everybody's happy.
A new series about struggle and promise up north.
There's a lot of buzz going on. There's a lot of energy. People are coming in from all over. There are a lot of people who grew up here who are now moving back.
When you ask people what they like about life up north, one answer you might get is the small town character. What that phrase means is a little vague. But the real estate market proves it is valuable. Homes in many villages and cities up here are worth more every year. Peter Payette reports from a community that has no village, but wants one, and is bitterly divided about what it should look like.
Jeff Henley moved to the northeast corner of Grand Traverse County 12 years ago. He loves the water here.
You got Lake Skegmog, you got Elk Lake, you got Lake Michigan. I mean, Lake Michigan and the bays, it's like living on a freshwater ocean.
Henley was at the Acme Fall Festival this weekend. Acme Township is mostly farmland, with a few businesses along US 31 and M72. And of course, there's a glass tower reaching 17 stories into the sky. That's the Grand Traverse Resort, and unless you're going there, or the Fall Festival, there aren't a lot of reasons to stop in Acme Township.
There is a sign down there that says the gateway to Traverse City. You know what? Why can't we make Acme a place to stop? You know, instead of having to go through a gateway to get to something. You know, maybe you're already there. You know, just look around.
That idea has been around for at least 20 years now. In the 1990s, a survey showed residents wanted a village, like Sutton's Bay or Elk Rapids. And in 2003, a group came forward with a plan to convert 180 acres of farmland into the village at Grand Traverse. It wouldn't be quite like Elk Rapids, though. One of the planners hired for the project, Steve Hayward, explained on IPR in 2004 that those towns were built before cars.
Now you need to focus on the primary mode of transportation, which is the automobile.
The village at Grand Traverse would be what Hayward called a lifestyle center, a place to live, work, and play, with ample parking. But, he said, it would have a few blocks that feel like a downtown.
The storefronts being right up on the sidewalks, the street trees, the gas lights, the other elements, the parking on the street. That's inherent to our plan and has been for the last 6 to 8 months.
But the first phase of the plan was not for tree-lined streets. It was for a new Meijer store, 200,000 square feet of affordable merchandise, to be followed by hundreds of homes, a shopping mall, and even a hotel. It sounded more like a giant strip mall to people like Denny Ron, the president of Concerned Citizens for Acme Township.
And I think no one had any idea that the survey they'd filled out in 1996, I think, would bring a development of this size. I mean, you know, that just wasn't in anyone's head.
Ron's group went to court over this project. She says it's too big, more than 1 million square feet of commercial space if everything is built. That's as much as downtown Traverse City.
And we're a township of, at the time, 4,300 and some people.
Controversy and legal battles went on for years. Along the way, Meijer illegally financed a recall campaign of the township board and was fined $190,000. Neither Meijer nor the developers of the village would give an interview for this story. But both persisted, and last year, construction of the new store was underway when heavy rains came in late September. Flooding at the construction site made Acme Creek milky brown, and a cloud flowed out into Grand Traverse Bay. Pictures of this made news across the state.
Our greatest fear a year ago in this month occurred. They cut open the earth, and the bay was filled with clay sediment. Everyone saw it.
Ron says our greatest fear because for her, this has always been about protecting the water. Having a village or more shopping are not her concerns. But plenty of people around here are interested in shopping. At the Acme Fall Festival, a street organ from the Music House Museum is playing. The museum is one attraction in Acme. Jeff Henley says he's ready for more. And the Meijer is a good start.
It takes me like 20 minutes on a good day, a half hour on with traffic to get into town. With Meijers, that's going to save me from having to drive across town. You know, so I'm not unhappy about that coming in at all. I mean, I like seeing some development out here because it's an amazing area, you know, and makes you wonder about where the future's going with it.
Jay Zollinger says sentiments like that are why he was elected township supervisor in 2012.
When I look at meetings and how many people come to meetings and what they express and what they show and talking to different people, I just get a great feel that we have a lot more people for this than against this.
Zollinger says the village at Grand Traverse is well designed and will protect farmland in Acme Township by concentrating growth in one place. Because it's set back off the highway with its own connecting roads, he says M72 won't become congested like South Airport Road. And he doesn't see any threat to Grand Traverse Bay. He doesn't think the flooding at the construction site last year did any real damage.
It looked bad. I would never doubt that. But there's been no fish kill reported, no damage, no long-term damage.
Meyer is phase one of the village at Grand Traverse. At the moment, there are no approved plans for phase two. That means there are no immediate plans for the actual village that has been discussed for 2 decades in Acme Township. The entrance into the area does include street lamps that look like gas lights in a downtown. But critics of the project say the Meyer store itself doesn't really make a great start to a village. Paul Brink is also with the Citizens Group. He says they hoped the Meyer storefront would be along a street. Instead, it looks out over a parking lot.
It means people who are going to, you know, ride their bike for a loaf of bread on Saturday morning are going to have to fight their way through all the traffic in their parking lot.
Critics of the project have questioned whether the developer really wants to build a walkable community that offers the charms of small-town living. One of the changes recently made to the plan was to drop some sidewalks from a corner of the development where homes go. But Township Supervisor Jay Zollinger says they want to build a village.
The conceptual plan we see today is what they've always proposed to us to want to do. And so I think they really want to do that. I think they understand the benefit of that in the marketplace. You know, the marketplace drives a lot of things.
In Acme Township, the ballot box has also driven a lot of things. In next year's election, every seat on the township board will be open. And residents who are unhappy with the pace and scale of development say they're gearing up to challenge the incumbents. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.
For more stories in our series, Which Way to Paradise, go online to iprnews.org. You can weigh in on these issues on our comment line. It's 231-276-4441. Morgan Springer helps produce this series. This is IPR News.